earlier today, NASA's Artemis 1 Orion spacecraft successfully inserted itself into the moon's orbit in an attempt to travel farther than any previous human-rated spacecraft has before. And for more, we have been joined by KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Mike Wall, senior writer with space.com. Mike, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah. Yep, give sure thing.
I just wanted to see if you can clear something up for me. I'm a little confused because it's talking about this spacecraft setting a new record, getting further from Earth than any previous spacecraft. But I thought that record was set by Voyager 1, the first spacecraft to travel beyond our solar system when it was launched in 1977. What's the difference?
That's a robotic space probe. I mean, Voyager 1 is way, way farther away than Orion is right now. It's out in, like, interstellar space. But it's a robotic probe, and it's not designed to carry people. That's the difference, is, like, this, like, new space capsule, Orion, is a human spacecraft. There are not any people on board this mission. This is, like, a shakeout cruise to vet its ability to carry people. But it's, like, the farthest that, like, a human-rated spacecraft, one that was built to carry humans, will be the farthest one of those spacecraft gets from Earth in just a couple days.
So that's what makes it a big deal. Talk about some of the obstacles ahead for the spacecraft.
Yeah, well, it was a long road to the launch pad, you know. I mean, NASA's basically been working on this technology, their moon transportation system, for about a decade now. And there have been cost overruns, there have been delays. They actually got delayed by a couple different hurricanes when they tried to launch in their run-up to this fall's launch, but it finally got off the ground on November 16th. And yeah, I mean, there really haven't been that many bumps in the road for Orion on this mission after it left the ground. It's been pretty smooth. It seems to have hit its marks pretty well. They did unexpectedly lose communication with it for about 45 minutes the other day, but that was just like some kind of configuration kind of glitch that they worked out pretty quickly. So yeah, it's going pretty smoothly.
So this is the pathway to get humans back onto the moon. So what's the timeline at this point, if everything goes okay with this test mission?
Yeah, so we've got about like another few weeks of the test mission. If all goes according to plan, you know, it just went into orbit around the moon. It'll be there for about 5 or 6 days. And then on the 1st of December, it's going to do an engine burn to leave the moon and come back to Earth. And it'll splash down here on the 11th of December. And then we're going to have a long wait before we see Orion fly again, or the giant new rocket that launched at the Space Launch System. Like, the Artemis 2 mission is next up. That will carry people. It'll carry people on like a mission around the moon, but that'll launch no earlier than 2024. So they're going to have a lot of time to sort of analyze all the data from Artemis 1, this current mission, and see what it all means, and then get the next big rocket ready to go and put people on it.
So is the lag time all due to just further inspection and making sure everything's okay, or are there other factors at play?
Yeah, I don't think it's all going to be data analysis. I mean, especially if it's a pretty smooth mission, it takes a long time to build this giant rocket, the big Space Launch System rocket, which is it's the most powerful rocket ever to actually launch a successful mission. You know, it's more powerful than the Saturn V that did the Apollo missions. And it takes a long time to build those and to test them, to make sure that everything is going to go well. And, you know, since the next mission is going to carry people, they are going to be extremely careful with the testing of that rocket and the Orion spacecraft that's going to carry people. They're going to just put it through like a million kind of paces and do all the tests on it because, yeah, I mean, putting people on board, that's a whole nother level of scrutiny and care that you have to subject like a spacecraft and a rocket to.
This may be impossible to answer, but what do they hope to learn by returning to the moon, humans?
Yeah, this is different. This is not like Apollo. You know, Apollo was a very Cold War effort. It was a flags and footprints type of thing. It was like there was a national kind of pride mission, and also trying to convince like the rest of the world that the U.S. was a technological leader over the Cold War Soviet Union. This is different. NASA is actually trying to do something more long term with the Artemis program, where they want to actually set up like a moon base near the south pole of the moon. They want to have like a moon orbiting space station. They like want that to be a long term project where people are like working on the moon, and then kind of using that knowledge that we gained by doing that to send people on to Mars in like the late 2030s or the early 2040s. So this is very different than Apollo. It's not It's not like a kind of one-upsmanship thing with a rival. It's about trying to put down roots on the moon and then expanding out to Mars from there.
Well, it's a fascinating story. We love your article on it. Mike Wall, thank you so much. Senior writer with space.com.